We have a concept that's found in the Masecht Erevin from the first Rashi. Someone just told me before the first Rashi in the Masecht. I didn't pay attention. The first Rashi in the Masecht says, "What's a Rishus Rabbim? Siratiu Platya Gedola Kamina Beperek Yisias Hashabbos Shadomu Ladiglay Midbar Chomila the Shabbos Mimishkan Yamina." This is a fundamental Rashi. Give you everything, whatever you want to know. Rishus Rabbim from Ladiglay Midbar is here. Stop. What's missing here? What word is missing? Jonathan, what word is missing? Mechuvan. Proves my point, which I tried to prove from the Rav Yoyah yesterday. That Mechuvan is not derived. Otherwise, why isn't Mechuvan here? Now, the same Rashi daf Nun Testament Beis we saw yesterday, also on the very top. That I didn't know about. The one on Beis I didn't. Thank you very much. From Testament Beis, Ein la pesach erel elav v'laba ful esher si yivlo dan l'bigle midbar. This is not as convincing, because here he's discussing this. But here, the Beis, that's fundamental. That's why you should have said Mechuvan had it been such a fundamental that l'bigle midbar did. Yes, Rashi does hold from Mechuvan, adaf vov. That's where Rashi says the famous word Mechuvan. But it's only in the context of a city which has a wall, which I explained to you based on the footnote 268 in the Ramban, Chushi Ramban, the new ones, where he says it's based on the fact that there are three mechitzas, all maybe well apart. I thought that was my chiddush, based on the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Rebbe has something along those lines. He said it black and white. I have to say, though, that he, I think in one respect, if I may argue with him, someone, you know, in the Shivan Sarila Chamisa. But if you can argue, if you look at the footnote, in the very last line of it, he says that the Ramban in his Daf Nun Tes only requires Mefulash, but doesn't require Mechuvah. And he goes on to talk about it. But that's not the case, because the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem, he is the source of Mechuvah. Rav Moshe claims only the Ramban all the way, not Rashi. But that's also Shver, Rav Moshe. I brought Rav Moshe's Shuvah today. We have a chance to look inside. On Rav Mebeis, Rashi says, Avula Dinarda, right? What does it say over here? What does it say over here? No, look at the wrong one. Avula de Mechuza. Shari Ha'ir Mechuvanim Zeke Neged Zeh. Yeah, Shishimiba. Rashi says, in his Shari Mechuvanim, it says the exact words of the Ramban. So they both hold that way. The footnote says that Ramban didn't hold that way, and Rav Moshe says that Rashi didn't hold that way. No, it seems to me that they both hold that way. They both use the same exact words. Oh, so this leads to the question of Exhibit B. Exhibit B is a letter I received over 2 years ago. The local Cole in Riverdale was learning Erevin. So I said, send me Horace. So one of the Chavriya Cole, who's a son-in-law of Rabbi Osman Shlita, Rashivas tells, writes me a letter. He has three kashas against me. Three, not one, but three. First kashas, Hey Mefurish Barashi, Shatam Hu Mishav Debar Diglay Midbar. Now don't give him a mechitzis. So with this kasha we answered already. Pukt Fakert, based on 268. Adarabba, Mefurish is with Diglay Midbar, not Mechuvah. Kasha number two. It's the following question. I said over here, he quotes it in my sefer, I wrote about silik mechitzis, quoted Chazanish. If it's silik mechitzis, it's what is with the chomas a year? It's chomas with shusarabim. Kasha number two. Good kasha. The answer is simple. Ein echanami. If it's all memeru balaparats with silik mechitzis with shusar pesach, then he's right. But Rashi's not discussing that case. Rashi's going to stop up, it could be parts memeru, it could be Los Angeles. I don't know. Great neck. Parts memeru balaomate. So there, it's only the Chomas here that makes a difference. So that was a good. If you follow me, he has to cash this. It's I said that New Yerushalayim silik mechitzas. So that's the mechitzas of Shusarabim. That's Chomas here. He's right if it's Omen Meruba. But who said this? Who says it's referring to a case of Omen Meruba? Oh, And then finally, one second. Wait, not so simple. Because he's quoting, see, here's the problem. He's quoting what I said, that let's say Rishus Rabbis goes straight, Bishar Lashar. Bishar Lashar, right? So the question becomes, what happened to Omer Merubah Laparos? In other words, let's think about this together. I'm not reading the question again. If Omer Merubah Laparos, presumably the city walls are Merubah Laparos, so what kind of wall is that? The goyim can get through every turn. So the city wall is Omer Merubah Laparos. Granted. So now we say we need Mechuvan Mishar L'Shar. Let's say there'd be no way to get through in a direct line. There's no direct line. None. So then we say it wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabba. If there is a direct line, it is Rishus HaRabba. So the question it would be, let's chazer again. Are we talking according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rabbanon? This is something very interesting now. If you hold that lo os yirabim mevatle mechitzta, where it's of shem dal mechitzis, so the question would become, according to the Rabbanon, so if you have omen merubah laparutz and you have four mechitzis, so who cares? They have, it's going straight through. This has to be, I just read the question again. It's a good question. I thought, yeah, but we're referring to a case where there's no silik mechitzis. There's no silik mechitzis, and the walls of the city are surrounding it. Then, at least according to the shittas of the Rabbanon, what's the problem? Omer Merubah. What about Rabbi Yehuda Shita? But the question, who? Rashi doesn't say enough. The two places where Rashi requires mechuvan are both in Davav, right? Rav Amar Aleph, Rav Amar Beis. Now the question is, according to whom is Rashi going? Doesn't say. Rashi says, you need a mechuvan, Dom L'Digle Midbar. Let's just think about this together for a minute. According to whom? According to, the Gemara doesn't tip its hand over here enough, Rav Amar Aleph, Rav Amar Beis, directly. We're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds us, Rav Amar Mevat L'Mechitzta, even in the case of what? Of the Pshuta. The case of Shem Dal Mechitzis. We're talking about the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say, you don't apply Os Yavavat Mechitzis if the Shem Dal Mechitzis. Let's assume Rabbanon for the argument's sake. Let's go on to the Rabbanon. So the question is, Rabbanon presumably hold by Pasei Biros, Lo Osi Rabbim Mevat Mechitzis, Shem Dal Mechitzis. Now, assuming against the base of Ephraim that Omer Merubah Laparos is better, and Pasha Zechoma is certainly that, so who cares? That's why I got the Silik Mechitzis. He wants to know, but Silik Mechitzis, it's not the Choma really. He can answer as follows. It is the Choma. Because the Choma forced you to say it's referring to a case with the Silik Mechitzis. If there be no Choma, that could be open. It could be a case where there is no mechitzis. It's a little tricky, but I'm asking you a question. We learned the sugya. Who called whom is it going? Rabbanan or Rabbi and Avava says nothing. What about another chav beis? This is called on chav beis, correct? I mean, not directly. Yes, sir, Rakein. It's not quoted. I want you to think about this. This is a question that was raised. If the silik mechitzis, then, and it has to be Silik Mechitzis. Why? Because otherwise, you have the Omer Merubah al Kosli Ha'ir, which is the city or the walls on the outside. So once again, so if you have Omer Merubah, fundamentally you're saying that it's the walls of the alleyways of Rishus HaRabim, that is what is necessary to demand Mechuvah. Because the walls of the air are Mesulik anyway. So why do I actually say Yesh Yesh Bechom? Right? But it always says, oh, it is no Choma. Or, if it has a Choma, in Mechuvah. the answer is very simple. I'm giving, because if it has a choma, then you have one or two choices, right? Either if it has a choma, you have to say, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Mevatle Mechista, or if you only like the Rabbana, you have to say that that's Mesulik, but it's still the choma that's creating it. That's what I'm suggesting. Think about it a little bit more, whether the question is a good question or not a good question. I suggested before, it could be a case of Poritz Merub Bala Omen, in terms of the houses in the city. Okay, so there's no siluk. So what about the walls of the city? So the answer is, if you hold Osjab and Mavatle Mechitzta. If you hold Lo Osjab and Mavatle Mechitzta, then it has a choma, you must say the siluk. I think it's a decent terrace to the question. The third question is maybe the hardest of them all. Third question is, draws these beautiful pictures. The man is very talented. Two pictures. In one picture, the Rishon Zeram goes through the street. I don't know if you can see, it's a little bit faded. Goes like this. Maviyakum. He understands. What happens if it goes like this? On an angle. So the Sharma not Mechuvam Zeka Negazet. And still, the only two Mechitzas. If you stand in the middle of it, look this angle. So then you're going to have only two Mechitzas. So why, granted, according to my pshat, there has to be a straight line, it can't be a crooked. Why am I seeing Mechuvam Zeka Negazet? And I have in the northeast and the southwest, and have a diagonal line going straight through. There are no three mechitzes.
Don't we always care about cardinal directions?
Oh, how do you define cardinal directions? North Pole, South Pole? Map it up.
Isn't Tosis assuming that that's called Bezer and Aleph? Because all the Rishonim would say that they're only chayv in the epicenter.
Right.
So why are chayv in the epicenter? There's still going to be houses up till the epicenter and the corners.
That is true. So I would say, as long as you can find one way out, either two ways out or four ways out, you're chayv. Doesn't matter what north, south, east, and west is. It can be tilted at any angle. I mean, one could say that. That's what he's assuming. I see a straight line like this. Look this way. Straight line. I can draw a straight line from that to that, and then not touch any walls. So I think that I have to answer. I don't know if I'm going to follow what you call cardinal directions with the north pole or the compass, but maybe the direction of the walls that we're discussing. In other words, this picture in a compass, who knows? It could be north, could be this or an angle. It's the directions formed by the walls. So if I have walls which go like this, the only way that we consider it is mukav, the omer mukav gimel mechitzas, is if you're going in the directions of those walls. That's how you measure. So obviously, even in this diagonal, you're going to bump into three walls, you bump into four walls, because no matter which way you cut, you're going to hit a wall. That's what I think the answer is. I don't know if it goes with North Pole, but that's what I'm suggesting, a similar answer to you. It's a chiddush, but that's how we have to answer this question. So this Choshev Talmud Chacham gave his own answer, his own pshat. His pshat is very interesting. Against my pshat. His pshat is, what's going on? What's happening over here? He's like this. These three walls, why don't they create a Rishus HaYoch? That's what I tell you. It creates Rishus HaYoch. If you hold that Loas Yabim Mavat Le Mechitzta, then you understand very well why it has to be Mechumah, because if the three walls, you're toast. No Rishus HaRabim. He says no. No. These walls are not making a Rishus HaYochid. Why not? Either because Pirtzi Yasim Yod, or because of Silim Chitza Sa'ir, as we talked about before. Good, so there are no three walls. So what's the difference if there's a wall on the outside? Why is that relevant? And he says like this. How does the outside wall help? How does the outside wall help if the outside wall of the city anyway has a piercing yasim, which is maybe the raisa or the siluk? So what does it help? Here's a new vort. A mitzias of hekav of three walls, even though there's no din mechitzas. The briska vort. He brings us a raya. No, we spoke about this ourselves. The very beginning of this, when we started last week. Maisa sheni. And we saw that, Maisa, Ma'aseh Sheni told me Bababa Mesia Dafnun Gimel Achilas Kosher Yerushalayim. Right, so it's enough to have mechitzas ruba omei, even that appearance is gedolos. And I think it was the Mishnah Yaakov. Others say, can I even have Rabbi Mevatle mechitzah for there? You don't need halachic mechitzas which work to be bokeh Rabbi. It's factual mechitzas. We spoke about it ourselves a while ago. So what Talmud Chacham is suggesting is a similar idea over here. If the factual mechitzas, the three factual mechitzas, then that's the limit for Digle Midmah. The Midmah no mechitzas. Zero mechitzas. So Digle Midmah says there's no factual mechitzas. Aye, they're not going to make it to Rishus HaYochid. Doesn't matter. If the mechitzas, it's not Domel Rishus HaRab. Again, he's going with his Shita. That Mechuvan is also derived from Digle Midmah. You asked me a question yesterday. It starts with an Mem, it starts with a Resh. So he's giving you also Lumdus over here. It's a Metzias as opposed to a Mechitza she'en lo bokeh marabim as such. Interesting. So there's a letter I brought in today to show you. Yeah.
Can we just go over that last
kasha
about the diagonal?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Is there a board behind? Is there?
No
chalk. Okay. I'll pass it. Take it. It's a beautiful letter. You can look at it. Look at the top. Give it. Take a look at the top. You'll see the picture to yourself. It's going on a diagonal. So if I look this way. So, it's goes straight through. No walls. From that angle, there are zero walls. Zero. Right? So, there are two walls on either side. Only two mechitzas. You need three. That's why. You follow what I'm saying? No. What was my vote? My vote was, now that I saw it, Rav Yaffin's vote. I'm blaming it on someone else. I mean, if you want to blame it, you blame it on him. Because he said it first. He put out a sefer Tovshin Lamed Gimel. In Tovshin Lamed Gimel, I didn't know anything about Erev. I was still sitting in, and I wasn't even in Riverdale yet. So I came in Tovshin Lamed Dalet. So I was in Gansin and Amoritz in many areas, and certainly in Erevin. Never really learned it in Yeshiva. The Rav learned Erevin actually one year, but not this. We learned Erev, they learned the third Perek, and it was Shema Kazach, and it has nothing to do with this. We learned Sukkah. That's where I got my brisket education, was we learned Sukkah, not we learned Erev on these matters. In any event, so the taina here in this letter is a very good taina. If you look in two directions on a straight line, you see no walls. So if you see no walls, right? So that's exactly the same thing as if it's going straight. So why is Rashi required that you go straight? That the walls should be exactly opposite each other. Have a northeast, a southwest, and it's still going to be straight. So Daniel said you go with cardinal directions with a compass. To me, that's a little bit schwer. I'd rather say you go with the direction as formed by the very walls you're trying to break. Omen Meruba, right? Based on those walls, that's the direction you go. Suggested. But I can't prove him wrong. I think he's right, assuming that he's right in Rashi, that Mechuba and Mefulish are both derived from Digle Midbar. So I'm schlugged up before I start. Somehow, I don't know how I overlooked this when I wrote this whole thing in the first place, but maybe I don't know. But I think I was menabe to the footnote on the Ramban, which I quoted, but I never looked at that part. I don't know what came over me. And I was also menabe to the Rav Yon. The Rav Yon is pretty clear, and the Rashi in that vase, it also seems to say a little bit my way. Kitzer, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. I wrote him a letter. I'll ask maybe tomorrow to type it up. And after we adjust a little bit more, and since he gave me in type, it's only give it back in type. I'll try to give it to you tomorrow. Be my secretary for these important things. Yes?
Can you also say in Echanami that Mechulash said?
I thought that. My first thought was Echanami. Rashi doesn't say what the Ramban said. Right? Until he showed me the Rashi of Abba Mevez. Rashi of Abba Mevez says, Meferish, Abu de Mechuza, Share, Yir, Mechuvanim, Zeke, Neged, Zeh. That's not Zeke, Neged, Zeh. That doesn't sound right. But northeast and southwest, Zeke, Neged, Zeh. Can you say that? That was my first response. That's also second I could say. Is that semantically plausible? I'm asking the family, we have a Hebraist here, grammarians. Can Zeka Zeka Zeh be northeast and southwest on that straight line? I'm asking you a Hebraic question, Hebrew. Well, you took the Yushalmi test, whatever you did. I'm serious. What do you think? So that was my first response. Is that Enechanami? But then the word Zeka Zeh didn't sound right to me, yeah?
way Rebbe is saying is that the case is where the gates are straight, but then immediately the road turns diagonally.
The case he's describing. Oh, Avula de Mechusa?
No. The case he's describing.
It's straight. There's a gate.
Diagonal,
a gate with a diagonal going straight.
The gate itself is diagonally because the gates are.
I would say it's not Mechuvan. That's what I would say. You're suggesting it's also called Mechuvanim because it's Mechuvanim from the perspective of a line going straight through. I didn't think that's true. Right. That's what I thought. No. That's not Mechuvanim. Foolish would be like this. The other picture. It's also Mechuvanim. Why not? Straight hole. Estrig of Mechuvanim. You have an estrig that the side line goes straight through. You're going. It's also Mechuvanim. That's also called Mechuvanim. See, your algorithm is
Mechuvanim?
That's called Mechuvanim, yeah. It is Mechuvanim. Goes right through. This goes with a drake. You don't think that's even true?
He thinks
the foolish means it goes in a straight line, even if it's diagonal. And Mechuvah means mamish straight. But you're ahead of me. I thought that was also the foolish.
Yeah.
Same with the Lashon of the Gemara. Mavi Akam is Tarasaka Mefoolish, Tarasaka Sasam. I don't know. We have to think about this. Let me look up and let me know if you have a right from Rishonim, from Gemaras, but that's called a foolish or not. I thought it was, so he assumes that it is, but maybe you're right. So before we write the letter, we have to find out whether you're right or wrong. Okay? You let me know. Good. So far, so good. Yeah.
The second question about how even if it's Mefoolish, it still should not be Rishon because it has walls. Is that the same question as why is
Right, that's related to that. Absolutely related.
So
absolutely.
And would the answer just be the same thing that Tosos says? Does it have to be, you know, Ben Tzadilosh?
Maybe. But we discussed the idea of Siddur Mechitza. That's what he quotes for that, what we discussed. You're right.
But then Rebbe got into what should say Siddur Mechitza, then it's not the whole one that matters.
That's his kasha. Again.
So is there another alternative to just say that's Tosos' question?
He's asking, Eir, there's no Rosh Hashirah b'chuvenes, the Mechitza of Rosh Hashirah making a siluk of Mechitza Seir. So then what's really doing it? It's really Mechitza of Rosh Hashirah, not the Mechitza Seir. Rashi says Choma. So I said that one possibility is the Choma is what forces you to say it's referring to this kind of a case. My first response is Parts from Malomid. So we'll finish. Parts from Malomid. Because Parts from Malomid and it's a Choma Seir. Then you have the wise and the Chomas Yeh do the trick. Unless you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Osir Abba Matna Mechitza. Got to think about it a little bit more. Mechitza, okay. This, I wanted to start with this letter. Very, very good. Now, I want to discuss, Rabbi Osai, another important, I should really show you some of the Shuvos of Rav Moshe. We talked about it before. I quoted one to see if I got the simon right. Let's see. Chelek Aleph and Arachai. The two tshuvas. One is very long, one is very short. We'll start the very short one. Second one. Kuf Mem, I believe it is. Kuf Mem. It's about Manhattan. But Moshe's problem in Manhattan is twofold. He's assuming there are walls all around Manhattan. By the way, it's not true. Just for your information. Since we told stories yesterday, here's some more stories. But I should be a little bit careful since I have to be careful what I say here. It's okay. I'll just not identify any names. There was a, one name I can identify. Some years back, there was an assumption that there's a wall all around the mountain, so Rabbi Shech, the Shlita, got involved somehow or other to confirm that. So he's going on an annual check of the area of Manhattan. He'll tell you the story but much better than me because he was honest. They got into a car. They drove, I guess, from here. They went down the West Side Highway. They went down the FDR Drive. They came around the Harlem River Drive. And they came back. Oh! So there are four walls. So Rabbi Shetler said, what, you thought Manhattan fell into the river? What are you talking about? That's not enough. You need four walls. They were just driving around at 50 miles an hour. You need walls on the edge. I don't know if there's a river. We know there's a river there. The river doesn't do any good. Very often the river could be on the beach. If the river's like the beach, that's garnished. The pshuta. This is a marik, one kuruach revius. But there can be even more than one ruach. He says, it's ridiculous. What's this tour all about? So they decided, we're going to go on a boat ride around the Manhattan Island and with a video camera. I believe Rabbi Simon was on this boat ride. You get stories and tell the people, they're much better in stories than me. And they went around and they took a video, and I believe it was Rabbi Buchwald Zalzagos Uttenstark, who was just made a wedding on Sunday, a fine rabbi from Midtown Manhattan, who presented this video to a very distinguished rabbi whose name I will not mention, and said, if you can find mechitzas all around this Manhattan Island, this video, I will eat the video. I don't think it's been eaten yet. Now, I'm partly to blame for this whole story, because I drive every single day on the Henry Hudson Bridge from Riverdale to Manhattan. They have this traffic, and now they've this tolls, but you see, and I stood in the left lane, and I looked over the, it's called the Baker Field there, if you know the geography. Flat. There's no river, there's no nothing. This is the northern tip of Manhattan. It's like a beach. I tell myself, what are they talking? What kind of mechitza? There's no mechitza. There's nothing here. Nothing. I also recall another personality involved in this was Rabbi Brander, believe it or not. Now, you know how that happened. Rabbi Brander at one point was an assistant rabbi in Lincoln Square Synagogue. He was involved in this and he was trying to help out. He was one of the balabatim of the side, who now happens to be a member of my shul. I remember going with him here, there, the west side, the east side, the tunnels, all kinds of chalimus about what was going on over there. I don't remember all the details. Anyway, comes our Moshe Ches Shlach Tov Shin Yud Beis. We're talking about 1952. Hagoyin HaMefursam B'Torah U'V'Gdula. I mean, he's wealthy, I think it means, right? Yeah, I think he was a wealthy man. Torah G'dula Malka Mechem. Lorena Rav Tzvi Hirsch Eisenstadt. I mentioned his name yesterday. Shalita. Mashik Hir Kro Terosso. Shlo Dibarti Klum B'Dova She'en HaShorem M'Chuvonim. Av She'ika Yisoda Shal Kro Do L'Hatar HaBashul Zed Ramban. Rashi. He says, Lonele Mimen, he said. I know about it. Aval Masha B'Yarti She'Torach Glossos. Eino Dafik Shehu B'dinei Rishis Rabin. Ela Av She'l'inyin Nadinim Hu Karmelis. Im ach baki be rabim, kibirishus rabim, gomu, urachav tezayin ama, tzarach blosses. He's saying it need not have all the laws of rishus rabim. Chiddush of Ramosha. Vieshka mahakashu nidolos has to be closed at night. Yeah, lechain. Av ze, shein, shorim, mechuvonim, eno klum. At least the karmelis, baki rabim. So Rav Moshe's Yisoda is, it need not have to have all the laws of Rishus HaRabim the same about the Mechitz. Need not. You spoke about that a little bit, right? You need all, that was an opening day shiur, right? You have a Rabim Shel Rishus HaRabim or a Stam HaRabim, right? Nachimina, the most people say, you need Shishirima. Even those who say, you need Shishirima for Rishus HaRabim, they may hold about the Mechitz in any Rabim. Don't need Shishirima. Rav Moshe says, no. You need Shishirima, according to that sheet. What you don't need is the external conditions. All you need is Shishirima and 60 Namas. What doesn't concern us is Shara Mechuvan, even that's a precondition for Rishus HaRabim Darais. Ach Mashal Obiyat, this guy is a klal, even the Pulpula, by the Yusi, Ani Novach Bika Dinzeh, Minolon Shitzarach Shishara Mechuvan. The Rosh just said, Mufulash like Diglei Midbar. Who says in the Midbar was Mechuvan? How do you know? You have the Google map from the Dor HaMidbar? Was it preserved on a satellite? Then he says, Umi Loshen Rashi Ve'emes En Raish Nelokotim Shashara Mechuvanim. All he said is the Shusarab Mishalom Mechuvan Mishar L'Shar. It's in the Vavim Manal. The Vavim Beis, I just read it to you. He said Shara Mechuvan. No, but didn't he say that? I have all the Mechuvan. Didn't he say that? I don't remember. Moshe's quoting on Vav Manalf. Shari ha'ir mechuvanim zeka deka zeh. To me, am I making a good horror? Rav Moshe says the Rashi in Vav Manalf doesn't say they have to have Shara B'chuvan. But on a Vezi does, Imkein, Efshe Shaholet, Ak Ofen, Ak Kalasam. Crooked. I'm not sure if he means a straight diagonal or if he means even that way. I don't know. Ak Kalasam. What does he say? Ain Shara B'chuvan, Nami Shusirabim. Ubal, a might, Imafsik, Vienta, Mavo, Shin Machovim, Tezayan Amo. Osha Mafsik Mokam Shemot Bishin Shishim Ribo. O Mafsik Mokam Makure. Oh, my word from yesterday. Rabbi Moshe said it. There was a Mokam Makure in the middle. The whole thing is bottled of a bottle. Henry Hudson Parkway. It's cast many bridges over. Rabbi Moshe. Like that Eshel Avro.
What did you do on Manhattan? Manhattan can't be reached around the.
Why not? There's what?
There's things on the top of the streets on every street, every full street in Manhattan. One thing on each
top. Yeah, it does. Not at all.
I'm sure there are.
Really? Yeah. I don't think they're right.
Okay.
I don't know. Go across, I don't know, 34th Street. I don't know. Assuming that I don't know. Okay. Highways have to be there, but there's planes to Manhattan, it's flat streets. I don't know. But he says it, no? Masik Mokam Makura, Shazat, Yeshamel, but they play Midbar. Shkol Rechovos, so Rechovim Shavat Hez Zayin Amma, Loyal Mekuros, Risos Neshav. And the Rosh, he's right, the Rosh never said Mechuvah. I could already conceded this point yesterday. The Rosh only said Mefoolish. The Rosh never said Mechuvah. And that goes to Mordechai. Rechovos Mefoolosh Mishal Hashar. Doesn't mean the Shar Mechuvah. Yes, the Magen Avraham says Mefoolosh Mishal Shar Mechuvah. That's true, he knew about the Magen Avraham. Where did he get it from? Oh, he found the Ramban. But Tamua Gamal Ramban, what's going on? Minole the Divar Chiddush Kazel Loma below Raya Ben Gemara, when Nidma Medigle Midbar Shagam Shem Minole Shem Mechuvanus. So one of the Rabbis said, Rabbi, it doesn't matter that you don't know where the Ramban got it from. He's the Ramban. I think that's what the Rabbi Mendel Kasher writes, and they say the Rabbi Menachem. Others, or maybe Rabbi Menashe Klein writes that. Some of them, the people in the pro area, are like, what do you mean you don't understand it? It's the Ramban. You don't have to understand it. The primary source. But I'm saying more than that. Rashi says it. On the base. Yeah. The kids are immigrants. Yeah, I mean, who knows after Emsa Pilish? That's what I want to discuss. This is in Simon Kufman. In Simon Kufman Matesh, which is much, this is only one column. Kuf Lama Tetra is a lengthy tshuva. Obviously, he preceded that one. Oh, maybe a date. Because he starts with Brooklyn. That's Kuf Lama Ches. Erev Shavuos. Yeah, it's going on Tosh Nidbe. Who has time in Erev Shavuos to write a tshuva like this? I much with a tshuva of 20 pages of Erev Shavuos to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Eisenstein. Erev in Brooklyn. That's the first 1, 2, 3 pages. And Erev in Manhattan is the next 10 pages. All written in Erev Shavuos. He wasn't baking cheesecake. All right. So aside from the but there's four walls. Again, they really are certain problems. But at least the gadol and the Omer Ruba, the four walls. How much more about the bridges? The whole truth about the bridges, the sugya and kolgagos, so I'm not going into right now. But I want to tie Rav Moshe had another problem. Rav Moshe says it over here. He sort of says it almost derech agav. Over here. Oh! What's the Lashon HaGemara? Yerushalayim, what? They weren't Ma'ariv Yerushalayim. Right? They weren't. Why not? Why didn't they make an Erev in Yerushalayim? An Erev means a box of matzahs. Why not? Take a look at that. No, that's a different thing. So in Yerushalayim there was no Erev. Why not? It's a mitzvah to make an Erev. Rav Samaches and Erevin. Everyone. Right? Everyone did it. It's like this. It says, so some say because of Platya. The Rashba is a unique shita. There's a plaza. No, even with four walls, it doesn't help. Shver Erev. You don't pass like that from Pshuto. So it says, yeah. Ulai. Mikayman Shabani Rishalay Mikola Makomos Biraglay Biragolim, excuse me. Vigam Bakola Shon Hak of Korbonus Velechamasa Shani. Khoshashu Vashemiyu Anoshim Komosh Lo Yu Musukona Bibhitis Mo Yushalayim. Vitat Lugam Shon. Lefichach Lo Irvu Kadesh Yu Asur Gabi Rishalayim. Because Mash Lo Irvu, Haregam Khosir Osaka Karmelis. You can't have a Manhattan. Shu Ir Shabon Mikomos Rabbi Shayev Shalashom Atakim. Gam smuchen ze lob a mokh ge tokh at khum kom shol yikhol tak aim and the tak of the ari of government hatten they used to government hatten le avol the tal gam kom shol yef shol tak aim db omali this rab mashes main hang up over here you don't make an error in a central city cuz they're going to come from all over the place and they make a mistake and they can and rely on and carry it other places where they can't make an error it doesn't he puts them in a tucked in a corner here from page Resh Mem to Resh Mem Aleph. That's what I think. That's my gut tells me. That's Rav Moshe's, you know, and to see how I can argue with this. Others do argue with it. But then his main point over here is the bridges. And Rav Moshe's word is like this. Let's assume we need Shishim River. So there's no bridge at Shishim River. Because Rav Moshe don't need Shishim River and the bridge. Shishim Rimo in the city. It's enough. Shishim Rimo in the entire city. Look at Rashi and Avav. What did Rashi say in Avav? Rashi did Avav and Aleph. Rashi says, Ir Shemetsuyimba, Shishim Rimo. So that's it. It's Metsuyimba. Don't need Shishim Rimo in this particular place. We'll come to the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. But as Rashi says, now Rav Moshe the following clear. Is the bridge part of the city or not part of the city? If the bridge is part of the city and the city has Shishim Ribo in it, then you have a major problem because the bridge is considered to be a part of an Irsha between Shishim Ribo as a Mevat of the Mechitza that's underneath it. So the man Mele by Haran is his parts. But if you consider the bridge to be beyond the city, then there's no problem since there's no Shishim Ribo on the bridge and therefore we pass in the cooler like the Shikas Rashi and Shishim Ribo, and there's no Shishim Ribo on the bridge beyond the city, then it's no problem. Adkan, that's our Moshe's basic Hakir over here in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. Why am I saying this to you? So let me finish with Moshe before I get to other Gedolim. Okay? This is our Moshe Chelik Aleph, Kuf Lamed Tes, and Kuf Mem. Got it? I gave you right. The problem with the bridge, we have to postpone until we get to the Kol Gagas, and then we'll leave that if you have a chance, we'll talk about that too. Now, I have here, I told you yesterday, the groundbreaking tshuva that turned the whole world upside down was a Moshe's brief tshuva to Rav Peretz Steinberg, Shalita. Find out where I have the Mafteach here. Here we go. Here we go. Hech she'er the Kew Gardens Hills. Okay? Pei Vov. And then Pei Zayin and Pei Ches and Pei Tes are all about Flatbush. And it's comparison to Manhattan. Now, if someone who grew up in Flatbush knows, ooh, wow, what didn't go on in Flatbush? Unbelievable. But let's first stick to Kew Gardens Hills. Start with that. I'll read it to you. It's so short. It's mamish. It's less than half a column. Tes Nissan Tashlad. Ooh, I said yesterday. I told you it was 1973. I made a mistake. 1974. It already was in Riverdale. Ooh, I got it a little bit wrong. I got it wrong. Morena Rav Peretz Steinberg Shlita. The Ba'er Vashatikin Katar B'Kew Garden Hills. Heskin Kol Rabban B'Kew Garden Hills. Lo Nichnas Haderech HaKavusha L'Rabban HaNikra Highway. There's no highway. Those are anyone from Kew Gardens Hills? Kew Gardens is surrounded by highways. You have the LIE, you have the Grand Central, you have the Van Wyck. You hear those names on the traffic reports all the time. Plenty of traffic there, but Kew Gardens Hills is all within those three. That's three sides. On its east side, I mean, if you want to be technical, the Grand Central and the LIE both bang into the Clearview, which is a few miles away, past Hillcrest, past Jamaica Estates, You even find a fourth highway that surrounds it. You know, that's, if you look at the map of Queens, you'll see right away. And the Echbedecha, Queensborn. Okay? Okay? Hine niroa b'ze toveles gedolo. V'atzolam imichsho b'shogu v'meizid. Ooh, Merchant is emphatic and enthusiastic about it. Ein do meklal in New York. Shelo hoye ze b'ritzoneinu. I don't want it. U'ritzon ha'gorn rabaron zatzal. Rabban Kof, I read you the Mishnah Rabban a little bit yesterday. V'ol gedolei Torah be'agudas ha'rabonim. Why? Ki New York ir gedola ma'od. Uka de bi'arti b'tshuva, b'sifri gus moshe. That's that one little point. Right? He wrote a 10-page tshuva. All he says over here is an ir gedola ma'od. What does that mean, ir gedola ma'od? If not for that. You look at the rest of the tshuva. Abba Kew Gardens Hills, Katana l'yonim elu, Veleka ta'amim, reasons, shekosafti shom. Maybe he means shishiriba. Because QR knows no shishiriba, no matter how you slice it. Manhattan, if you consider the bridge part of the city, shishiriba. So I don't want to say either he means shishiriba, or he means that other reason. Ta'amim. Lechen utova gadola v'tawela t'shmir shabbos, enoma sheyafa asisa. This turned the world upside down. Less than a half a column. Good? You with me so far? Now we have Flappish. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. This is Tav Shana Ches. Tu B'Shvat. It's less than 4 years later. Flappish also. Flappish, why should we empty out? Everyone's going to move to Qan Hills. The Farakway, maybe I told you that. So, it's written to Rabbi Pelayev, when Rabbi Sharfman, Rabbi Schreier, so Zangel, Rabbi, the famous Rabbi Schreier, so thank God, still with us, Baruch Hashem. I don't want to get involved in the Flapper Sheriff. Now you put out a call that I'm matirit. I have to say no. But I really think. Look in Igros Moshe Kufla Mates that I explained. Shishim Ribo. No. No. So now that Shishim Ribo in the city, you want to be Mekel? Shishim Ribo in the streets of the city. Streets of the city. Oh. You have to figure out, amazing Kiddush and Ramosha, how many people have to be in the city in order that there be 600,000 people at one time in the streets? Not in their living rooms. Ask a sociologist for this. I don't know, a traffic control person. I don't know how you gonna figure this one out. But then he goes into another chiddush. You have shishim ribo within yud beis mil by yud beis mil. The midbar. How do they fit in the midbar? Yud beis mil. How big is a mil? Take the biggest mill, the Chazon Ish mill. That's 2,000 amos, right? That's 24,000 amos, feet. 24,000 feet by 24,000 feet. That's the biggest possible Yud Beis mill, right? Correct? So what is that in miles? That's 4 miles by 4 miles, right? Basically? A little more? It's not much more than 4 miles by 4 miles. Can you fit 3 million people in 4 miles by 4 miles? I'm not discussing today. You have one building can have that many people. The Empire State Building, they didn't have that in the Midbar. It's not a kasha. How'd they fit? You figure it out, okay? But not for now. Says Rav Moshe, Flatbush, right? Take 12 mil by 12. So Brooklyn is more than 12 mil by 12 mil. Take any section of Brooklyn. 12 mil by 12 mil. If they're going to be 600,000 people in the streets, Shusram Daraisa, and nothing works. Not only that, you have to take into account those who come from outside. Brooklyn, people come from outside the Brooklyn, come from Long Island, come from New Jersey. Says Rav Moshe, So therefore, in my opinion, it's a problem. Ani sova ledina kedikasafti. Lewatzisi lo makein lepsakten bara. Miachash lohuska zeh beferish b'divri abasein achronim. No one holds this way. Rav Moshe is mechala shechidish norah v'nifla, no one else heard it before. But now that you're saying that I said it's mutter, I have to say no. I'm forced to write this, that I think it's really not allowed. Okay, fine. That's in Tu B'Shvat. A year later, it's still tumbling. Dalet Shvat, Tov Shin Lamed Tes. Once again, right to the Vada Rabban Raflapsh. I already said Baal Peh that I don't hold from the Erevan Flapush, etc. Because there's 600,000 people in the streets within Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. Then he throws in the Sratya Platya, throws it in as well. The Platya that the Rashba, the Mechitzas won't help. I hate the Kosa, but no one else holds. There's no why. How you copy your base mill this way, this way, this way, this way. They say, Yediyah Barura, Ein v'meshech, Yud Beis Mil, Yud Beis Mil, Shish Shemrima v'Brooklyn. They told him that Rav Moshe, your facts are wrong. Even if it's true, you still shouldn't make the Erev, because most people don't know that it's true. Now I got a mount from the city. The whole Brooklyn is on Yud Beis Mil, Yud Beis Mil. A little bit more. And there are 3 million people there. And count the people from Jersey. And what are you talking about? You got your facts are all wrong. And if you want to go with a Ribua, Hichos Truman, you make it. You're going to get East Side, Wall Street, City Hall, Millionim. Not sure if the river is a problem. Anyway, there's more than Shishim. Finish. Forget about it. Now, that he came out so strong against the Eruv in Brooklyn, what about Manhattan? No. So the two letters about Manhattan. In Simon Peites, HaRav HaNichbod HaKoshev HaNichbod HaRav HaGon Rav Elio Yong Shlita, 1960. He was the rabbi of the Jewish center, and Rabbi Lam was the assistant rabbi. That was the whole tumult, I think I told you about that. That was just going on, that whole tumult at that time. I read about Manhattan. It's a problem. Problem. Can't be mad at it. Kamraya Gedola. Again, I keep my gut. Himashi Bishalayim lo osu erev lahatir. He keeps coming back to that. Because it's a big city, you're going to make a mistake now. He keeps coming back to that point. I'm not going to change my mind. But, I already wrote there. Ein biyodeinu limchos biyadam ekilim. I can't stop you. And if you make it, it'll be mutal ezer shittis. And the Rabbanim Gedolim, who can protest? I myself can't help you. They can do it if they want. Now, problem is, in Flatbush, it came out like fire. So at the back, last page, he writes, Hine atshuva l'rabba goner b'liyo yong zal. My belief is that when this book, Sefer, came out, he was still alive. Rabbi Leo Young, I think he lived such a long time. Rabbi Moshe assumed that he was no longer amongst the living. He called him Zal. Check out, look up on the internet. You have the internet for you? Leo Young, J-U-N-G. When did he pass away? Should be right, come right in a second. He's a world famous. Yeah, this is written 1982. Rabbi Leo Young Zal. Someone later they said, oops, oops. It happened to my father-in-law, Zal, at the time he was Shlita. It was, they wrote something about somebody, but I forgot what, in the Reitz book, it was called Harusa, and it was a reference to my father-in-law as Zal. Whoa. So they had a correction in the next edition. Should have corrected. I mean, now in Nebuch, it's Zal, but I'm saying, but for 5 years, it was out there. They say it's a school of Harichas Yom. As they say, so I told my father-in-law, it's a school for Rikas Yom. Unfortunately, he didn't live so long. Rabbi Yom lived a long. When was he born? Did he say when he was born? I think he lived a long, long life. Rabbi Yom, I think my Shver also lived till 90, but I think he lived I think way into the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Kubi is a school of work. But if it's Zal, then he's got 5 more years of life. But,
95.
He's 95. There you go. He had to fight. Rav Moshe gave him 5 more years by calling him Zal. Okay, whatever it is. Yeah. Da 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 da. Why? I can't stop it. Da 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 da. Okay. That's on Manhattan, not on Brooklyn. No. There was no mice in Manhattan, only in Brooklyn. Rabbi Weissmandel did it. Who was this Rabbi Weissmandel? You know who Rabbi Weissmandel who is? Not only from the Gaoni Hador, from the Tzaddike V'Gibori Hador of Michel Ber Weissmandel, the Nitra, from the Nitra. He was the one who blew the whistle about the Holocaust. His whole book. Never heard about him? Unbelievable what he did. Fratzolo. Mina Meza. The whole book Perfidy, which attacked some of the Zionists, was based on his on what he wrote. Oh, he was not just a God of learning. That's why the Hasidic came. Why is there no Arab here? Who was over there in the Altaheim? See, he was on with the elevated, you know, the trains, the elevated trains, Pitikra, no Pitikra, but never really was. But Brooklyn is worse than Manhattan. Not like Seagate. Seagate will kevus choma begavah b'sholosh ruchos, and it's closed. You have to open the door for you with your car in, and the fourth wall is to the ocean, and also the star. This another with Kew Garden Hills, Irktana, and no highway. Okay, but Brooklyn is different. Why is Brooklyn different? There's no highway really in Brooklyn. The air business starts. I've only one highway in Brooklyn. That's the one big highway which has many names. It's called the BQE, and it's called the Gowanus, and it's called the Belt. That's all out of the Arab. A carrot. That's what makes the Arab. There are three walls right there by the seawall, and then there's the same as the highway. And he says, in the 18th day of Sivan, Tav Shin Chav Beis, 1962, Rabbi Aaron was Nifta in 1962, in December. Kislev. This is a few months before his Patira. This Asr Rabbanim and Gros Rabbanim Bereshul Shor Rav Gon Rabbanim Kotlazal V'Rashi Yashiv Zodib Rabbim Sheyev Sheb Shemol from the Tag and Erev in Manhattan for us from the Talbot after he wrote his letter in Tav Shem Chav Alf. For Brooklyn there was no need to discuss it. But the Emes, the Shishim Ribo, it's more Chama than Manhattan. Manhattan has walls. Brooklyn doesn't, he says. Now Brooklyn does have walls. I tell you, they want the one thing right here. I mean, not the same as Manhattan. Manhattan has real walls. I mean, Kitzet, this is Rav Moshe in Chelek Dalet of Orachai.
He doesn't hold like a Chavnishah,
but... Oh, hold on. Now, what we call here today, Chelek Hay. Now, Chelek Hay has its nefakbuk, this is already a posthumous Chelek. Posthumous Chelek. But he has about it too. Chelek Hay. Oh, what's going on? Chelek Hay. Chelek Hay is this tshuva is legitimate for sure. And they're all tumult with someone like that. I can't get involved in the politics of the Chelek. But certainly this is legitimate because it was printed in Rav Moshe's lifetime and we saw it in his lifetime. Asiyas Eru of the Krochim Gedolim. It's called Simen Chaf Ches. A lengthy Simen spans again 10 pages. 10 pages. In these 10 pages, Rav Moshe has a Chiddush Nifla V'Noira. He discusses, among other things, the Rashi that we talk about on page Sadivav, the Rashi that the only time you need a mechuvan is be'ir mekevus chomo. What's that all about? So Moshe writes, oh, here he already quotes the Rashi of the base. I tell you, he left. Ah, Pamachas Barashi, Bavam and Beis. Umachrochim Loma should tray Lishne Barashi. No, not at all. I explain that thing better, no? Not tray Lishne Barashi. One place, right? He said, what's the Rashi? Tray Lishne Barashi. Yeah, the Rabban and the Machamas and the Ozerua. It's only a mere Godel compared to the other posts who don't have the idea of Machuvah. And then he wants to know where that O belongs, the O doesn't belong, back and forth. But what's amazing over here is, somewhere in here, he discusses the idea of Diglei Midbar. Now this tshuva, this is 10 pages, let me tell you what's going on with the politics of this tshuva. It's very important to know this. This tshuva is written to two people, all right? His grandson, Rabbi Tendler, and a Meyedidi, Rav Moshe Weissman Shlita. Who's Rav Moshe Weissman? You have to know what's going on over here. Was it Rabbi Weissman? I'm not sure. I think it's Zal, but I'm afraid already after the last mistake. Rav Simcha Weissman, who was a rabbi in Young Israel in Brighton somewhere. He was a great Talmud Chacham and a great Yerush Shemayim. He was an expert in pouring concrete for mikvos. He had a specialty. If I'm not mistaken, Al Mikvah, I think he came to supervise the pouring of the concrete. That's a special, you know, that's of Simcha, if I'm not mistaken. His son Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe wrote a whole country that's called Yitzias HaShabbos. And Yitzias HaShabbos is coming to attack HaRabba Gona of Menashe Klein, who put out a whole sefer called Oma Nichoma to explain why the Erev is good in Brooklyn. And Rabbi Weissman wrote Yitzias HaShabbos to explain why the Erev is bad in Brooklyn. And I think included it was this tshuva of Rav Moshe. So this is legitimate, 100%. It's written Tav Shin Mem Aleph. That's other. That's 81. Rav Moshe at that point was still, was mamish, more than 5 years before Rav Moshe's patira. He was still then, I mean, he was the youngster. He was, I think 80, he was approaching 86 years old. But he was, look, he wrote a 10-page tshuva. It was good. This is legitimate. Some people claim that some of the tshuvas here is legitimate. So he has something interesting I found to be incredible. And I actually, it's mamash mefurish against that Rav Yair I showed you last time, but I think I want to show you it, if you want to look it up in here, where I quote this tshuva from my show. Not. Here I quote it from Chelek Hay. Because you know, originally when I wrote this maimer, I wrote, the original maimer was written when the Rav Hashav learned. We learned. It was already printed. Okay, yeah, with assumption. No, not picked. When was Kalakai printed? No. Sure. Moshe was Nifter, 1986. This is printed. No, Tavshin Nun Vav. I haven't learned Arabic since Tavshin Nun Dalet. That's when I learned it. I couldn't quote it from at the time from Kalakai. Kalakai wasn't printed yet. So I quoted it from the Kundras Yitzias HaShabbos. But here, I believe I. Let's see. Quoted from Chelek Hay. That's, you know, after all, it is part of the set. Let's see if I can find it. Here we go. Sivkot and Zion. There are many Sivkotans over here. Sivkot and Zion, where Moshe writes as follows. He was, that's where he just was. The one place. Takes out the O. The O doesn't belong. No, but it is Rashi. Rashi quotes it. Fine. So what's really the pshat? Look what he says. The kenechshav shall yisrael b'midbar she'anonun hekifu. V'ha'anonim me'yachash hekifu b'kodesh baruch hu ho'yazeh b'chashibas mechitza gemurah. Learn from here that Ir Mukevas Choma, if the Rishus Rabim, if the Sharma Mechuvanim. Ir Shein Mukevas Choma, Ein Lemelef Midigle Midba Shein Mukav. What? The Rabbi Yosef Beferish Fakir, that the Midba there were no, I read it to you, there was not Mukav Choma. And as you asked also, if it's Mukav Choma, it's also Makura. And I'm not covered on top. No, we can't. We don't consider anonim. That's my kasha against this Sivkot and Zion over here in this tshuva. I'm just letting you know. All right, Rabbi says he got a taste of Igros Moshe Aleph, Dalet, and Hay. Now, so here's the irony. Rabbi Moshe said, "Is the Chelek Aleph?" Well, I guess I should really read it to you just a little bit. That the critical question in his mind as to whether the bridge is going to destroy the Erev in Manhattan is whether you consider the bridge to be in the city or out of the city. If it's out of the city, there's no problem. There's no Shishim Riba. If it's in the city, and so Moshe holds, all you need is 600,000 in the streets of the city in total, and Manhattan's going to have that. So he's not sure. Let's see if I can find it. Okay. Yes, it's topic. Page Reish Lamates. Bakshara Mahochim in Manhattan to Brooklyn. Yemesh Lachshivim Sheena Mehair. Shum Sheheim Chutzlir. O Shesh Lachshivim Mehair. Meshugam the Tashmish Yair. Shesh Gam Shabitz Tabos. Leshav Shom Mekomos Latil. Yemheim Mehair. Nechshu Shesh Shom Shishim Ribo. Bazeh. Shabachol Yair. Shishim Ribo in Manhattan. And otherwise, it's no problem. So he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So he's mesupik on this nekuda. Okay? Ad kan, like this. So if there's no shishim ribo, you can make a tuas a Pesach. But if there is shishim ribo, then it's a serious problem. Then a serious problem. According to one opinion, he says, it'll work even if there is shishim ribo. According to one. He calls it. That's still going to call Gagos, I think, primarily. But Kitz and Nimit, that's his basic self. And then you have the Pralachi, etc. There are those who say exactly the opposite of Rav Moshe, Mamash Fakert. If you consider it to be part of the city, then what? You need Shishim Ribo. If it's not part of the city, it'll destroy, it'll be Yushas Ram Daraisa. Even without Shishim Ribo, who said that first? Who was the first one to say that? The Ramban. Ramban suggests that the only time the Shishim Ribo, according to Rashi and the Gaonim, is in a city. But Sratyo Veres Meir Leir, it's Rishus Ram Daraisa, even without Shishim Ribo. Punkt Faket from Ramosh. No. Narabosai is a fantastic question as far as what does the Mishnah Berurah have to say about all of this?
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Moshe mentioned that could be only count if people are in the street itself.
That's what he sounds like.
So if people are in cars, so then why do you consider that as in the street?
That's a good question. That's what Menashe Klein said. If you're in a car, it shouldn't count. And he says back, it's not true. You'll see it in that could just, let's put that put it aside for a second. Now, let's go slow. So here, Abosai, a fascinating thing. The Mishnah Berurah. One more thing. There was an Erev in Warsaw. Everyone knows there was an Erev in Warsaw. So how could there have been an Erev in Warsaw? So Rav Moshe in that same tshuva, Simen Chav Ches, Siv Kotten Hay, tell us why there was an Erev in Warsaw. Umi Varsha, also Sham Erevin. Yeah. There was no Shishim Ribo within 12 mil. You need 3 million people to create Shishim Ribo within 12 mil. Varsha, there weren't so many people. Is that true? Less than half of that. I was never in Warsaw. That's what he says. Brooklyn is different than Warsaw. That's what he says. Now, of course, the Rav in Warsaw didn't say that. The Rav in Warsaw said there was Shishim Ribo in Warsaw. I don't know if he didn't have this huge base in little business. There were 1.5 million people in Warsaw, he says. His part was no straight streets. But the Chazanish is about Gilam Ruben. That's what the Rav of Warsaw himself, this is what's called revisionist history. Rav Moshe in Pshat in Warsaw, that's against the Rav of Warsaw himself. It's written, printed. The Divrei Menachos from Shlomo David Kahana was the Rav of Warsaw. Then he said the other way around. But I'm just letting you know what it says, page Sadiva. Getting back to that. Now, Rabosai, there was a Mishnah Berurah. A Mishnah Berurah. In Simon Shin Mem Hei. Sivkoton Yud Zayin. If you have a Mechabe, you can look it up. Shin Mem. But for next week, if we start making, I start showing some stuff on the screen. Some guy said, why don't we do some of the Tshuvas? We haven't opened up the Mishnah Yaakov yet, the Beis Ephraim yet. But Moshe, I'm not putting it on the screen only because I figured you can all get it and see it, although maybe that will also help with me on the screen. So if someone wants to get it working for me tomorrow or next week, it'll be helpful. Okay. Shin Mem Hei, Rabbi Osai. The Mechaber says, Siv Zayin. Eidu Rishu Saram, Rechovos Ushvokim Rechovim Tazayin Amo, Veinem Mekurin, Veinem Choma, Gafir Hashem Choma Im Heim Mefuloshim Yishar Lashar, Ein Dlos Odin Lulus Balayim. Rishu Saram, period. Something in Shishim Ribo. What's missing over here? He has Rechovos in the city. He has Shvokim, which is Platya. What's missing? Sratya. What's a sratya? A derech overes from ear to ear. It's not here. Hez mishnebru yudzayim. udrochem she'over meir liir have gam ken mishasarabim shulishchichi barmabim. It's coming from whom? Mogan Avraham. Where do you get it from? Rashi. Rashi says that's what sriracha is. That's the pashut pshat in this Mishnah Berurah, as I understand it. Okay. Fine. Rav Moshe says no. Rav Moshe says the Shulchan Aruch is only referring to a case of shishim of chutzliyir. Why did Rav Moshe say that? Because the lashon of the mechaber is very important. V'yesh orim she'ein lehem shishim ribo orim bo v'choyom. In Hashem, not a ear mitzuyim Hashem v'chol ear. So the Bialach goes crazy. He says, "What? I didn't find this expression anywhere. You need 600,000 in one place. Chipasti b'chol rishonim omer the b'shita zu l'niska b'diram tnai zeh rakshi mitzuyim Hashem shishiriba." Rashi, where you get this idea omer v'chol yom? Didn't find it anywhere. So we'll see. Many rishonim do say it, as a matter of fact. Many. There's a Rashi in Daf Nun Tes. It sounds like he's saying the way. But in the Chosin of Thomas Shishiri, he says he doesn't really mean it. Because in the Vav, he doesn't say that. Etc., etc., etc. There are many Rishonim who say that way, but they say it doesn't exist. I'll try to bring it in if I can. It says, Rabbi Moshe, you know why? Because the whole Machab is referring to a case outside the city. The whole thing's outside the city. So the mayor lives outside the city. You can't say 600,000 in the city. There is no city. So you need 600,000 in the highway. That's what Moshe's shot. Pillay ploy.
That's
what the shvachim might have said. Yeah, it's pillay ploy. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Sivcha Vav passes like the Ramban. That what? That if it's chutz le'ir, Rabbi Osai, if it's chutz le'ir, then you don't need shishim ribu. Before showing you someone, and one of the others from where it says that, and that's Apshat and Mishnah Berurah, I find it hard to believe. Let me read you, I'll just end with this, from an Avnei Nez. Avnei Nez is in Resh Ayin Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel. We'll end with this, you can take it downstairs until everyone can see it. Resh Ayin Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel, Avnei Nez is as follows. Yes, he says as follows. Barosh Perek Ein Tzod and Mashma Gam Kain. The Gabadrochim ain't Rishus Rabbim Bismanazeh. Why? Simon Bays, but Dvar Ha Ba Mitos, Michosatchum, Lo Machmarin and the Hatsuk with Eshiyasi. You know why? Lo Achmiru Chacham Bel Badova Shanas Lo Isad Araisi. The Ain Lochus Shemeh Viu Agoy the Rechushus Rabbim Sratri Platio, to Lo Shchichi Ho Idna, Rishus Rabbim, the Shishiribo Vokabo, Atkal Nashono. Hine, Av Shabba Michosatchum here. And lochus is tzrat yechutzir. Hare the gam chutzir. Imen shishin riba bokan lo habi rishus harabim. It's always dangerous to pass like someone who's saying according to somebody else. Ramban saying, well, maybe according to Rashi, it is this way. But Rashi never said it. The Rashi is mefarish by carrots. So therefore, this shita to me is a shita which is not quoted by Allah. One might read the Mishnah Berurah that way, although I don't see it's possible. One might read the Mishnah Berurah that way, and I'll explain to you why I think it's impossible. The Mishnah Berurah's Lashon, read it one more time. Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is, Udrochim she'over me'ir li'ir, have gamken rishus harab, mishal l'shchiki barab. So one might read it to mean, if it's chutz li'ir, does not even need shishim ribu. Like the Aruch HaShulchan. I think it's impossible. He says, gamken. The first pshat is correct. Even the Mechaba left out Sratcha, but the Mishnah Mogad Aram filled it in. Gamken. Ramos says Gamken. This is also a Rishus Rabbim. If he meant the Teva Chiddush, that he had only Shishim Ribo, so he would have said it beferish, and Shishim hasn't even come up yet, before he even mentioned it in the Mechaba. That pshat to me is a very shver pshat. So we'll just mention the Aruch HaShulchan's Pshita, and the Ramban's Tzidud, it's against the Rosh Mefurosh and Abdenezer. And I don't think it's problem with Mishnah either, so you don't have to worry about that. So exactly, Rav Moshe said that it's a problem with the bridge if the bridge is considered tochayir, and according to this Ramban, it'd be a problem if it's considered chutz le'ir. We're suggesting it may not be a problem at all, but we have to discuss those finer points about tochayir at a later time. Okay, we'll stop over here. get me those next tomorrow. You just come in early. You know how to do these things?
No,
you know how, who knows how to do this?
I don't know.
Tomorrow, just put a dial on it.
Is everyone going to have a...